What up? It's your boy, TK Super Saucy, and I don't know why I'm starting this podcast like this. I hate myself for talking like this. yeah. Starting this podcast, new episode, episode 2. Fun fact, last episode, we tried to do episode 2, only got 5 seconds, and we was recording for almost 2 hours, and everyone was mad at me. So, I'm here with Nick.
Yo, what's good? I'm Nick. I have a YouTube as well. I'll try to promote the podcast onto that so we could get some more listeners. But if you're listening, Nick Figgy 28, that's my YouTube. Just NICFIGGY 28. Try to get me to at least 50, because I know TKO has, like, I know Saucy has, like,
65
subs than me. He has 65. I have, like, 40. So I need one more to get to 40.
Shout out to this kid. Make sure he gets 50 subscribers, please.
Dude, with your subscribers, with our subscribers combined, we could each have 100.
Yes. Alright, so, basically the topic of this episode is, well, I don't know. The topic of this episode is indeed
Minecraft.
So, we're going to be telling each other and you guys humiliating Minecraft moments with the worst of luck.
Oh boy. I have quite a few stories. So, you don't mind, you can go ahead if you want, like, you can go first.
Oh no, you first.
Okay. Alright, I'm just trying to make sure, because I don't know if, like, you want to talk, but basically, whenever I was a kid, my brother, like, I was super excited about this. My brother, he went onto my computer, and he found a way to get Minecraft on my computer for free, and he did it so that I could just play as a guest, and I wouldn't have to make an account for it. But, and basically, that was, like, the coolest thing ever, and at this point in time, I was, like, super obsessed with, like, Skyda's Minecraft and stuff like that, and just, I was, don't judge me, okay, I was in the Sky Army, my guy, and I literally,
you know, he turned into an emo.
What?
If you watch his channel lately, he's an emo now.
I know he did, but no, so this was whenever, like, he made all those stupid videos, and I enjoyed those videos, right? But, basically what had happened was I just did a bunch of stuff in creative mode since I wasn't good at survival, and that was just basically all I did. And then, I decided, hey, I'm gonna try and do a survival world, because I wanna see how it goes, since, like, I'm not good at survival, and I don't know what the premise is. Because this was whenever I was, like, a big mega noob in Minecraft. I didn't even know the premise of survival mode, and I didn't know what to do and how to do stuff. But long story short, I went into survival mode and I made a world, and just, like, I always thought it was just multiplayer. Like, you make a world and then immediately you're probably in a world with, like, 25 other different people that have been on that world for a while. And I'm just mining in a cave, and I have barely anything. I have, like, stone tools. And just, with the stone tools, I'm just mining, I'm digging straight down, which obviously is a mistake, but luckily it didn't kill me. It got me into a cave system, and, so I went into the cave system. I started trying to dig up, because I just got lost, and I lost all my house and stuff. And what had happened was I had gotten some kind of good stuff, but I didn't know how to make a bed, so I couldn't make one. And then, so I didn't, the spawn point at the start of my world was my spawn point. And I was digging up, and just, I see a red thing, right? I see something red and, like, orange. And I'm like, what in the world is that? So I keep digging, and then just, it starts flowing out, and then I catch on fire, and I start freaking, like, holy crap, I'm gonna die, and I tried to get out, but I couldn't because you moved super slow in lava, and I just died and I lost everything.
Holy crap, dude.
So that was literally my first experience of survival mode in Minecraft, dying to lava and thinking, like, was somebody griefing me? Like, who is griefing me?
Alright, wait one second real quick.
That was literally my thought process. I thought I was getting griefed because I had... I don't like getting griefed in Minecraft.
God.
So that was fun.
That sounds like it. Alright, my turn. This one happened. Alright. So, as you guys know, I have a band on PlayStation. Well, some of y'all know. So, it's going to be in a YouTube video later, but I'm going to go ahead and tell it on here. So, I spawn. So, like... Let me just explain this whole thing first. It sounds complicated, way more complicated than yours, but just hang with me now. So, I spawn near, like, a mansion. You know?
Yeah.
And I start, like, running towards it, because, like, hopefully I was going to be able to sneak in and get some, like, good things. No, there was, I forgot what it's called, but it's, I don't know, but it's the person with the axe, like, the Vindicator, or whatever, the person with the axe, whatever, and,
is it, like, the Pillager Chieftain, or whatever?
No, those guys have crossbows. I'm talking about it's a Pillager, I think. They have axes, and...
Yeah, it's just a normal Pillager.
No, a normal pillager has crossbows.
I thought a normal pillager had an axe.
No, that's a Vindicator.
Oh, okay.
Normal pillagers have crossbows. All pillagers have crossbows.
Alright.
Just Vindicators can show up with them as well, because they're the same thing. They're just not called pillagers. Anyway, so a pillager walks by and locks onto me, so I start running, okay? I'm a good mile away from him. He's still locked onto me. I don't know how. So I keep on running and running until I'm out of food. I'm at, like, my hunger is low, so I decided to just make something as simple as I could. A 2-block-high little, like, thing, 2 blocks of, like, grass on top of each other, and just stood there. He couldn't hit me, but I could hit him. So I killed him. Found an emerald.
Yeah.
I thought, hey, let's go into a village. So, like, I was in this hole. And it was dark, so I decided to make a house. I waited there for a good 20 minutes, just sitting there, doing nothing, waiting for something to happen. But no, it was just daytime. So I go looking. There was one right over the hill I was at. It wasn't even a hill. It was like just like a 3-block-high kind of hill thing. So I found this little house. It had like 6 emeralds in it. And there was one pillager, just trying to kill everyone. I slayed him. I start trading everything in the village. Another one showed up. So I start roaming around, and turns out, at the end of the trail, like the little trail of villagers, you know, like the little pathways, there was a...
Yeah.
Perfectly sitting there, like it was part of the village, a pillage hut. Pillager hut.
That's really close.
It is. I showed it to you, remember? And...
Yeah.
Yeah. And so... I was just, like, doing something with one of the houses near it, because there was, like, a farmer sitting there, and I needed bread. So I was trading him bread. I walk out. Another farmer was getting attacked by a chief pillager. I had to kill him, because if I didn't, he was going to keep on killing the villagers. But if I did, it would start a raid. So I killed him. It started a raid. My first raid, by the way. So,
the chief is the one with
the flag.
The flag, yeah.
Yeah, I kill him. And, because, like, if I don't kill him, he's going to kill, like, the villagers. But if I do kill him, it's going to start a raid. So I killed him.
Yeah.
And it started a raid. My first raid. Okay, my first raid. I did good. So, thankfully, it only did two mobs at a time. I don't know if it always does that or not. But it only did two at a time per, like, wave. And there was three waves.
Yeah.
The first two waves were only, like, two pillagers. Then the last one was a villager and those little beast things. A ravager. Yeah. So, you know, I do that successfully. My first raid. Wow. I actually did my first raid. Wow, I can buy a bunch of stuff. I can buy an armored sword from a weaponsmith. So, yeah, I do it. Then, you know, do a bunch of stuff. You know, I, like, tame a horse. I find iron. You know, I go mining and stuff.
Yeah.
Another one shows up. Like, after the raid, I go to the tower, make sure they're all gone, and they're all gone. I go to check their chest. I took all the stuff from it. I looked around. All the pillagers are gone.
Yeah.
I go mining, and I come back. There's another one.
Seriously?
I go check... You know this.
But wait, isn't the raid over whenever, like, all the pillagers are dead?
Uh-huh.
So wait.
And then when that raid is over, that hut is automatically empty.
Yeah.
So, I was mining. I see one. I thought, "Oh, that must be one that I must have left out." I kill him.
Well,
I look over like down a hill. I find what?
Cuz I was about to say that that's not how that's supposed to work, right?
I know exactly. That's why I'm telling this, because it's stupid. So I walk a little bit.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
I know, but I walk a little bit because I'm trying to find coal from one of the weaponsmiths to trade for emeralds. I find another one.
Yeah.
I kill him. I'm confused. I think nothing of it. I keep on mining. I'm on my way back, passing the pillager hut. I see one. I kill it. Like, this has to be the last one. There's another chief that I kill. So I had to walk back to the village because that's where my house and stuff is. And it starts another raid.
Am I gonna get penalized for that?
What?
Okay, I'm not. We're good. Nothing. I think you can hear my controller, like, clicking in the background.
Barely, but I won't think nothing of it.
What happened?
I can barely hear it, but I will think nothing of it.
But I'm just saying. So this, story, I have a story that happened, like, fairly recently, right?
Yeah.
Because I had gotten back into Minecraft Xbox 360 edition. Right?
Only the original Minecraft players will remember the pleasure, the emotion, you know, like, playing Xbox 360, I think, playing Minecraft on Xbox 360 is everyone's childhood. It is mine.
Yeah, that's just how you grew up, playing multiplayer on Minecraft.
I still have mine. I still do play Minecraft ever so often.
Yeah, no, I'm on my 360 right now. I'm not playing Minecraft, I'm playing an F1 game right now. But basically, what happened, I named this world Creeper Aw Man, right? Because I was watching Captain Sparkles make a new world, or get back into Minecraft. And I thought, why not do the same? So what I did, I just made a new world on Minecraft Xbox 360 edition, because I had made a crap ton of other worlds that just were not good at all. So I was like, maybe I can get some enjoyment out of playing this and naming it like this. So that's what I did. I named it Creeper Owl Man, and I just got right into it. As soon as I get in, I spawn in, like, a canyon area. Like, you know the canyon biomes, right?
Yeah.
I literally spawn in those. Like, in one of those areas. So, I'm just in the canyon biome, and the first thing I see is a village, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, that's cool, there's a village nearby. So I go to the village. I go to the village initially to see if there's like a blacksmith shop, because whenever there's a village, that's pretty much all we look for when we're starting out and we find a village. I go there. I'm like, is there a blacksmith shop? There isn't. I'm like, all right, whatever. But as I'm walking like into the village, I look around and I see a bunch of mine shafts and stuff like that. And the first thing I think of when I think of a mine shaft is like, there has to be chests and carts that I can get a bunch of good stuff out of. So I make some stuff, get some standard tools, right? And I start heading into the mine shafts. I'm getting a lot of string so then I can make a bow, because they're like a crap ton of cobwebs. And like, I'm just doing all this stuff, doing all this grinding, and I'm spending a lot of time in these mine shafts. And so what happens is I eventually find enough diamonds to make a diamond pickaxe, because I made a mistake whenever I made whenever I played Minecraft with one of my friends, where we had found 4 diamonds and he was like, dude, let's make iron swords. Whenever I was just saying we could just make an iron diamond swords, and I was just saying let's make a diamond pickaxe, but I eventually just made diamond swords for us. And basically what happened was, I get the diamond pickaxe, I make it, and I'm like, holy crap! Because it's like the first time in an official survival world that I played on my own that I got diamond. Because on every other like survival world, I have terrible luck with diamonds. Like, I can find every single iron, whatever, like, in the world. And every single coal in the world, but for some reason I can't find friggin' diamonds. And I hear everybody else has insane luck. But anyways, So I get the diamonds, and now I gotta worry about making a nether portal. Because that's always next on the list after getting enough diamonds to make a diamond pickaxe. So I'm like, alright, how am I gonna do this? I had like to think of a bunch of strategies that all failed. But in the end, I eventually got enough. I made the nether portal, and now it was time to get some blaze rods.
Yes.
So I'm going in. It took me a while, but then I found the fortress. And I had to go out, which means I had to go in there with none of my items to see what was going on, like just in case I died. I died a few times. To like the same gas that just kept going to where my nether portal was.
Yeah.
And it just destroyed it. It didn't destroy the portal, but it just destroyed me as soon as I got out of the portal. But I eventually found one, and I found a safe route to get there, made sure there weren't any gas, and you know how there are those like pockets of lava? Where it's just like a single block of lava surrounded by a nether brick.
Yeah.
Saucy.
Yeah. I said yeah.
I'm asking a question.
I said yeah.
Sorry about the background noise, but
it's okay.
Basically, there was one of those, and I had previously been chased by a wither.
Yeah.
Skeleton, right? Not like the friggin' monstrosity that is the boss, but it's just the normal skeleton that holds like the iron sword or the stone sword. And this particular one was
the withered skeleton.
like the Wither Soldiers or whatever they're called.
The Wither Skeleton.
Yeah. And this one had an enchanted iron sword, so I was not risking my stuff for that. And so I just booked it past. I got the blaze rods, and with that single pool of lava, I broke a single block to let out the lava, thinking that it would get the Wither Skeleton. But I didn't know that the Wither Skeleton was no longer chasing after me. So whenever I finished getting my stuff, I was like, all right, I think this is a good stopping point. Let's start to head back. I start to head back, right? And I, very stupidly, did not think to, like, break through the fortress. Because I had forgotten that I broke that lava, right? And it was just an all-around not smart decision in general. Because basically, I forgot to put the lava back to normal by, like, cutting it off. And I didn't think of doing that until after what had happened. But basically what happened, I tried to set down nether brick so that I could do, like, parkour over the lava, thinking that I was actually good at the game, but I'm not.
Aren't we all?
And basically what it was me trying very hard to, do some terribly rushed parkour. And ultimately it failed, because I tried to jump to the first block and I made it, but whenever I tried to jump to the second block, I just fell into the lava and lost everything. And I had even had my diamond pickaxe on me, so then I could get some of the netherrack.
Ouch.
And it didn't end well, and it was just over for me.
Can you hear people in the background?
To make matters worse, it was the furthest I had gotten in any of my worlds, because I even had ender pearls that were just ready to go, ready to be made into, like, Eyes of Ender with the blaze rods. And just, I lost it all.
Dude, this sounds like it sucks, dude.
I actually thought that I should just be done with Minecraft after that. I'm not even lying.
Well, alright. You done? Hello?
You got any, my guy?
Yep. Alright, so when I first downloaded Minecraft on the PS4, I got my PS4 for Christmas last year.
Hit me.
So I haven't even had it for a month, for like a year. So can you hear me? Oh, so, like, what happens is I'm trying to find a way to explain this. So, I finally get my PS4. I got it for Christmas, and I get Minecraft. And, like, I haven't played Minecraft in forever. Okay? So I was pretty much like a slow thinker when it came to Minecraft, because I haven't played in forever. So I do good for myself. I get diamonds, you know, I get gold, I get iron, which gold is worthless. And what happens is I go to the Nether. I have this humongous house. Okay, I have a chicken farm, automatic chicken farm. Okay, I have multiple, I have like a big courthouse, I have like a bunch of like buildings, like, and all that for all my friends that join online. What happens is I end up ruining it, because this is what happened. I was trying to go to the Nether, okay? I go to the Nether.
Yeah.
And I put all my valuable stuff in the, like, in the chest. So, what I ended up forgetting was my flint and steel. This is why I needed it. So, I was battling some ghasts right when I joined. Went into the Nether. And one of them happened to blew up my portal. I'm stuck there. No flint and steel in the Nether. This is when I say I'm a slow thinker when it comes to Minecraft. My instant thought to do, instinct of like what to do. This is what I do. I exit and put host privileges on. This was a pure survival map where I could get where achievements was enabled. And what happens is I had to turn on host privileges,
on host privileges so you could keep your inventory.
I turned on host privileges, turning off my achievements, so it's no longer a pure Minecraft game world to get a flint and steel. When I wasn't even thinking about, not even thinking about me being able to die, respawn, and then collect my stuff afterward.
Wow.
That's how I think.
I've always wondered. I just started wondering this again. Whenever you have something chasing you, can they chase you into the Nether? Can you just have a random skeleton and take it? Well, you can have skeletons in the Nether, obviously, right? Yeah. But can you take a creeper or something?
Well, actually,
you into the Nether?
Well, actually, if you put a Nether portal in the wild, animals will exit and leave. They will, go to the Nether, and, some horses, creepers or whatever, they will go to the Nether. And then some, pigmen and, stuff like that, they will come out of the portal.
Wow. I know it's really hard to get, a zombie to something out. But what if you got a zombie to just hit a zombie pigman? What would happen? What do you think would happen?
It'll be like the racial wars.
I can just imagine a bunch of zombie pigmen ganging up on a single zombie.
A bunch of zombie pigmen beating up one zombie. That almost seems cruel. Am I gonna do the next one, or you're gonna think of another one? Because I can think of almost one more.
Talking?
Oh no, I said if do you have another one you want to tell, your turn, or because if not, I have another one I can tell.
I can just imagine an Enderman going into the Nether and just because I know they pick up just normally sand and grass. And maybe sometimes wood. But Do you think there are blocks in the Nether that an Enderman will, it will pick it up, or it'll just, like, refuse to even go standing?
Well, I mean, you know, like, they'll only pick up, like, only certain things, and those certain things are actually, indeed, hold on, I'm trying to think, dirt, cobblestone, sand, trying to think, they can only pick up like 6 blocks from what I can, from what I was told.
There's like, they're really limited to like what they can do. Imagine if you just were able to spawn a bunch of skeletons in the Nether.
Yeah.
And like, you know how the Minecraft forums say that a skeleton will never miss its shot?
Oh, trust me, they do.
Imagine just getting like an army of skeletons into like an end portal with you and just getting them to gang up on the Ender Dragon.
That sounds like a video idea. I think we're running out of things to talk about. I mean, we're 30 minutes in. Is that it for, like, all you wanted to talk, or...
Hold on, you keep, like, cutting out for me.
Sorry.
I know what's going on.
Is that it? Like, is that all? Because, like, we're, like, half an hour in.
We could, like, change the subject to something else if you want, because I know it's just us two, and it...
No.
Doesn't really, like, work really well with two people. Because, like, as a disclaimer, I think we should have probably said this at the beginning. Later on, we will be able to get more people into the podcast. But as of right now, we're just stuck with me and you.
Well, here's what I'm saying. What I'm thinking about is, like... Every different video, we talk about different things, and this episode was Minecraft. But I did tell everyone else we could do a podcast tomorrow with everyone in it, but we can just do that in a little bit. Sorry, guys, who are listening to the podcast, it's a little behind the curtain, but yeah.
We're trying our best here.
Well, one of us is. One of us is just chilling here and just, like, honestly going with the flow, which is me. I'm just gonna end it here. I'm just gonna end it here.
Alright.
And,
I don't think there's a lot more to talk about, honestly.
Yeah, I'm honestly just gonna end it here. With, that's it. That's episode 2, I guess. Yay.
Episode 3, we'll try and make that. Like, not as soon as possible, because certain schedules can dictate certain things, but...
I mean, we were going to do that, like, right now. I was going to see how many people was on, and if it was, like, more than me and you, we was going to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See you guys. Thanks for listening, if you made it this far. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't. So, is there anything you would like to say before we end this? Is there anything you would like to say before we end this, Nick?
Is the footage all there?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Okay, he's saying this because last time we tried to record episode 2, everyone was in it. All my friends was in it. There's 6 people in total. Everyone was in it. We did this for like literally two hours. And it only recorded 5 seconds.
It was just us talking, and it didn't record a whole lot, so...
It only recorded, like, 4 seconds.
Yeah. But... Wait, so we're gonna do the episode 3 about now?
In about, like, 5 minutes, yes.
Alright. We just gotta... I just wanna make sure, like, we're gonna have more people in episode 3, and it's not gonna be you and me again.
We are.
Alright, I just need to confirm that, you know? You gotta have that feeling. But, yeah, like I said, YouTube, NickFiggy28. I almost said NickFiggy.com.
NickFiggy.com?
That's my website.
Dude.
But, yeah.
That's my website.
That's my website. That's where I host my Minecraft servers.
Your Minecraft servers?
Minecraft. That's where I host my Minecraft PvP servers.
Alright. That's it. I guess.
Yeah.
See you later.
Sorry if you were... Everyone. If you were completely and totally underwhelmed by the second episode...
Good.
God. Okay.
I did my job.
Did you really? I feel my like you didn't.
Just my job was to make this podcast as underwhelming as possible.
Well, you did a good job.
Yes.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
Yes, I know. Hey, Mom.
Alright, see you guys on the next one, which will be like 15 minutes.